Board of Supervisors will reconvene. We're in public hearing 6A. We are at public comment. So each public comment will be limited to 3 minutes. I would just ask if you would respect that time. It'll come up on, this is working, isn't it?
The timer is, yes.
The timer will be there. And if you can keep it there, that would be great. There's going to be quite a few of these. So.
Pull the microphone as close as they can.
Pull that microphone. You're tall or shorter than tall. Put it wherever we can hear you. For those online, Anna, would you give another instruction on how to raise your hand so that we don't have any confusion? And I'll go ahead and do that first, and then I'll wait for online public comment.
For those of you calling in, if you could identify yourselves by pressing *9, that will raise your hand on our end, and you'll be called upon in the order in which you raise your hand.
Thank you. And if you don't mind, if there is anyone online, if you would do that as we're taking public comment in-house, that'll be helpful in case there's a delay in that. So with that, yes?
I was informed that it's a little bit hard to hear, especially with the room full and the microphones not working as well as they should, that we try to speak a little bit louder.
So that one is working for public comment.
It is,
so
yes.
Remember, just pull the mic wherever your mouth is so that we can hear you. And don't be afraid to speak into it. So with that, we're going to start out with Hasman Isler, is that correct? Good morning.
Good morning.
And you pull it close, and then be sure and say your name before you start to speak.
I will. Tasman Isler. Hello, my name is Tasman Isler. I've been at Golden Eagle Charter School since kindergarten, and now I'm going into seventh grade. I truly love the learning environment here at Golden Eagle. The personalized learning experience really works for me. So last year, the middle schoolers were on the same campus as the high schoolers on South Mount Shasta Boulevard, and it was very cramped. There wasn't a lot of room to play, and it was hard sitting 8 grades in the same exact building. So now that transitional kindergarten through 8th grade are on the same campus on WA Barr Road, it's really nice because we have a lot of room, it's beautiful, and it's just fun to have 10 acres to roam around on. I think that the next logical conclusion would be to move the high school to our new 10-acre campus, because there's plenty of room and we can still feel like a Golden Eagle community while having our own like room to roam around and play on. Thank you.
Thank you. Logan McDowell. Good morning.
Hi. My name is Lincoln McDowell. I'm in fifth grade at Golden Eagle Charter School. I just wanted to say my school is awesome. All of the kids love it, even the homeschool. I just wanted everyone to know that I love the campus. The school is always trying to think of ways to improve and improve the school and the kids' experience. I've been going since first grade, and all of my experiences have been positive. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Lucy Angelini?
My name is Lucy Angelini, and I really like my school because all my friends go there, and I really like how big it is since we moved, because now I get to see a lot of my friends in middle school. Thank you.
Thank you. Phoenix Bergeron? Good morning.
Hi. So I'm a Golden Eagle parent. I'm also a Golden Eagle staff. I am Phoenix Burgoyne. I am a Golden Eagle parent of Tasman, in case you couldn't tell. I'm also a Golden Eagle staff. I teach here in Wairika math to the high schoolers. I just want to say a few things. Oh, where do I want to start? A lot of information has been presented here, and we've had the opportunities to hear all the technical stuff. I want to speak a little bit more about what charter schools mean for our community. I believe there's a perception that there's a competition between public schools and charter schools, and I can certainly say that that's some people's view, and in my view, and in a lot of the community's view, we need both. And so it's an issue of choice, and I just wonder if the opposition to our expansion project has anything to do with that perceived competition, where, as you, of course, you'll hear a lot of people talk about the benefits of Golden Eagle, but for some kids, it's obviously much better for them to go to the public school, and other kids, they need to go to Golden Eagle. I hear from my students all the time that they appreciate what our school does for them, and they find our school to be a refuge from experiences they've had at public schools that just didn't work for them. So what I'm saying is the important part is choice. And so the use permit is really just about allowing all our programs to be housed on one campus. As you heard from my daughter Tasman, at the other campus on South Manchester Boulevard, it's not sufficient for the students' needs. The situation is, it's just not, the building is not meant to be a school. So we're just trying to get everyone on one campus and not have to rent this inappropriate property anymore. What else did I want to say? Oh, regarding safety and traffic impacts, my daughter has actually walked and biked to school multiple times and been totally safe and fine on that. So I do think that a school zone will make it even safer for everyone. But I dispute some of the issues about that were mentioned. What else did I want to say? I had everything for now, but I don't want to read it. I'd rather just speak with you. So I think that's about it. I really encourage you to just hear what people are saying and understand that, in my opinion, if this project proponent was not a charter school, there might not be so much opposition only because of this perceived competition. So, and I do believe that we as a school have done all the due diligence, and the county's, apparently, the report shows that things have been done appropriately. Thank you.
Good morning.
My name is Barry Barnhart. I'm the Deputy Superintendent of the Siskiyou County Office of Education. I'm the former Superintendent Principal of the Mount Shasta Union School District. I've had my children attend both Golden Eagle School and Mount Shasta Union School District schools. And my comment is simply to encourage the board to support the recommendation of the Planning Commission. And if you feel that all of the due diligence has been followed, I encourage you to move forward. When I really enjoy what was just said about the kind of the yin and the yang of the elementary schools in Mount Shasta and Golden Eagle. We've had students come and go. I come from an abundance perspective rather than a scarcity perspective, and I believe that, again, choice is important, and I would encourage the commission to, the county, to uphold the decision of the Planning Commission.
Thank you. Ramona Angelini. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. My name is Mona Angelini. I am a Golden Eagle staff member, but more importantly, I'm a mother and an auntie of four children who call Golden Eagle their school. From my experience so far, we're here because of one individual. I have read the information in his appeal and feel that I should point out that these issues have all been addressed by the commissioner's office, as we've heard today. I am not an expert on any of the issues brought up in this appeal, so I will leave it to the actual experts. I understand that Chris Maroney feels that he's also an expert, and that somehow the fine citizens on the commissioner's board and the staff here at the county do not know how to do their jobs properly, and that it is his job to bring attention to this. However, I have direct evidence that this is not, in fact, the reason for Chris Maroney bringing this appeal in front of you today. He has said publicly, not only to my husband, but to others, that one of the reasons he is appealing our use permit is that he does not support public charter schools, and that he would be willing to take us all the way to court if that means shutting down our school as an alternative to the traditional public school here in, or down in Mount Shasta. I do not believe that we should all be here spending taxpayer dollars to dispute our ideologies, especially in this forum. We have a place for this. This is in the voting booth, not here in front of the Board of Supervisors. I ask you to consider the real motivation behind this appeal and see the presented issues as being properly addressed by professionals and the Commissioner's Board. Thank you for your time, and I hope that this issue does not waste any more of your time or taxpayer dollars. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michelle Andrus?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Michelle Andrus. I'm here as a community member, a parent, and also a teacher at Golden Eagle Charter School. As a community member, I grew up on Mount Shasta Brown Ranch, right next to the school, down at the end. And I have to say, my parents still live there, my brother lives there, my aunt lives on WA Bar, just down from the school. As far as traffic's concerned, it's much, much busier during the summer when we don't have school than it ever is when the school is in session. As a parent, I want to support choice in education. My own son goes to Sisson School. My niece and my nephew go to Golden Eagle Charter School. As a teacher, I've taught in traditional public schools and in charter schools, and they all have their place and their fit. And I believe in honoring the commission, Planning Commission's decision to grant that use permit, you continue to support choice in our school systems and places for our parents and families to find the right fit for their child. Thank you.
Thank you. Lauren Chilson?
I've spoken, thank you.
Okay, all right. Donna Mathwick.
I'm gonna pass, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, thank you. Matt White. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Matt White, assistant of Mount Shasta with two daughters that attend school, and my wife, who's a non-site administrator. As noted in Mr. Moroney's written appeal, the increased vehicle traffic will only increase the interactions between cyclists and pedestrians. The concern should be the additional traffic created by the proposed facility and how it will impact the existing pedestrian and cycling users. Let's take a moment to review that major thoroughfare. As we all know, West A Bar Road is the gateway to the golf resort and its chalets, Lake Siskiyou Resort, with its hundreds of campsites and multitude of cabins, a popular boat ramp, numerous public beaches and Siskiyou Lake Trail where thousands of locals and tourists alike enjoy our surrounding environment daily. Please don't forget the hundreds of people that use the same road to access Castle Lake and the Middle Fork and the Sacramento River, as well as alpine lakes and trailheads. In the same appeal, Mr. Moroney refers to the Walk, Bike, Ride Mount Shasta Mobility Plan, where it states, and as could be expected, the highest rates of usage occur between June and September, with peaks occurring during July 4th weekend, page 12. Sounds like WA Bar Road, doesn't it? Let's use that information from those summer months, when kids are out of school, including GATs, as the baseline data for the interaction between vehicle traffic, pedestrians, and cyclists on WA Bar Road. According to the plan, not a single person or bicyclist was injured or killed on the WA Bar Road from 24 to 2019, pages 51 to 52. But in your opinion, Mr. Moroney, they should have been consulted. Have you told the rest of the Mount Shasta Mobility Committee that you're using their plan to try to shut down a school? Speaking of the Mount Shasta Mobility Plan, it's only a plan or a well-thought-out idea. Quite frankly, it's impressive, yet it's not a project with a budget. There's no mention of costs, just charts, maps, thoughtful observations, and suggestions. W.A. Barr Road is projected as a long-term high priority bike lane. Yet in the near future, the short-term priority bike lane is based in the city of Mount Shasta, which will be developed first. Also included in the short-term plan is pedestrian projects. Mr. Maroney, I absolutely support the Mount Shasta Mobility Plan, but in reality, it's a well-thought-out dream that you use numerous paragraphs as a pillar for your argument against permitting GECs. A Class 2 bike lane on W.A. Barr Road, as suggested by the plan, isn't feasible, not by my opinion, but your words, especially with no shoulder and separation of users. We're not a retirement community, but one that wants to thrive. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Hazel White. I'm in fifth grade. I go to Golden Eagle Charter School, and I want to talk to you about what our school should be.
Could you just pull that mic a little closer to me so we can
hear? Sorry. And also why I love my school. I don't want our school to be shut down because I not only will it affect the education of so many students, it will also affect teachers' lives. It will make their lives more difficult because they won't have jobs. It may not affect the people in opposition, but it affects me and so many other people. I love my school because we have great classes and a wonderful education. The teachers there are very nice, and I have good friends. The campus is amazing. I wouldn't change it one bit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jennifer White, and I'm the program manager for our Mount Shasta Learning Center, and I've worked with Golden Eagle for 17 years in a multitude of capacities. I'm also the mother of two amazing students, and I helped create this program with them and all the other kids in mind. I would like to remind our opposition that you're affecting the lives of children. One of our sixth grade students interviewed all the students for our yearbook. She asked them what they liked about their school, so I thought it would be an opportune time to share all our students' quotes with the Board of Supervisors and provide a little bit of comic relief and awe factor. I like how they're very kind, third grader. I like the big playing space and the nice people and the pretty campus, first grader. I like the bean bags, second grader. I like how the middle schoolers are with the little kids, fourth grader. They're the best in the best in the whole entire world, kindergarten student. I like that we have outdoor science and the nice people and the sports place, second grader. The best part is the forest, kindergarten student. I like the people, second grader. It's fun, second grader. I like the electives, first grader. Mostly all the people, everybody is kind and there are no bullies, fourth grader. I like how the school is supportive, fourth grader. I like math, my friends, and the teachers, fourth grader. The electives and how people socialize, third grader. How much the school teaches me, third grader. It's fun because I have friends, second grader. I like that the teachers are my friends, third grader. I like all the fun things that the teachers do, kindergarten student. I like to get electives and field trips, fourth grader. It's just amazing, beautiful, big, and more places to run around. A bigger campus means more kids to hang out with, fourth grader. The teachers and the kids are really nice, fourth grader. I like how we combine groups and have electives, fourth grader. Because of my friends and teachers and classes, like Legos and engineering and science, first grader. I like everything. I like writing stories, fourth grader. I've learned a lot, and next year it'll be even better, fourth grader. Please remember that this is affecting the lives of children. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Dale LaForce. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Dale LaForest, and the issues before you are not that of popularity, but rather of technical facts. If the public has provided evidence with their arguments that there would be some environmental impacts not yet evaluated with the addendum, you're required to do the appropriate environmental review. There has been no evaluation of the impact of children walking or bicycling along W.A. Barr Road and having to cross by the driveway with some form of crosswalk. When, a few years ago, Golden Eagle applied on Pine Street in Mount Shasta, the planning commissioner there required that there be a crosswalk. Even with a 25-mile speed limit, children need to have safety measures to cross that street. So the lack of that is evidence of the impact, of the safety impact. The county adopted some conditions of approval for speed, for traffic safety, and these are environmental in nature. So even though they're called conditions of approval, in essence, they are mitigations. They're evidence that there are environmental problems that have to be solved that have not yet been. For example, the county planning commission limited the hours of construction from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Unlike what Mr. Ballard has told you today, if construction begins at 6 a.m., that's not considered the daytime. Daytime begins at 7 a.m. People sleep at 6 a.m., and the noise can be distressing and needs to be evaluated. I'm an expert in noise, not the same kind of expert that Mr. Ballard is. I'm trained in architecture. I've been through the University of Michigan Masters of Architecture program. I've been designing homes in the Mount Shasta area for 50 years. I've got 30 years experience as an acoustical consultant. I'm hired by attorneys throughout California to defend neighborhoods from noise impacts. Mr. Ballard's noise study, however, is defective, and you need to know this. We have a dispute, but the proper way to resolve a dispute is through the CEQA process. Mr. Ballard previously did noise studies for Golden Eagle on the Pine Street location. His studies were flawed to the point that he had to revise them 4 times. Again, he's revising noise studies now and not providing the Planning Commission with the resulting accurate study. For example, he claims that construction noise will affect nearby residents.
Time.
Continue, finish up.
Mr. Ballard claims that homes will be exposed to 70 decibels of noise from construction. A year or so ago, when this board approved the Kidder Creek project, homes exposed to 60 decibels of noise were considered to be significant, and the county adopted noise mitigations. Why are the neighbors here allowed to be exposed to excessive noise, even greater, with no mitigation? That's evidence that there's a flaw in the study. The construction noise not only has to meet the county standards of 55 decibels, it also cannot be greater than 5 decibels in as far as the magnitude of increase, but a 70 decibel increase or level is 15 decibels greater than the 55 decibel standard. That's evidence of significant impact. There's a serious flaw in the noise study regarding the adjacent Mount Shasta Ranch bed and breakfast. Mr. Ballard claims that the noise study evaluated noise impacts 150 feet from the playground area to the nearest bed and breakfast facility. The actual distance, and you can see in the document that I turned in today, the actual distance is half of that. It's 75 feet. because apparently Mr. Ballard failed to recognize that there was a guest cabin at the best bed and breakfast called a cottage.
Mr. LaForest, I'll need you to wrap up, and we have received the three documents that you've provided.
That's all I need to say now as a summary, but you've got evidence of significant noise impacts, so thank you.
Thank you. David Morrow. Good morning.
Good morning. David Morrow, resident of Mount Shasta, Shasta Brown Ranch, and parent of two Gold Eagle students. There's not a lot that I want to add to what's already been presented today, other than to point out that the two main arguments made by the appellant seem to they can be summed up in really two sentences. One, this project might increase emissions, and two, the roads aren't safe. I don't see how either of those two, how those could be connected to an approval of a conditional use permit through this process. I don't see where any other already permitted use of this parcel would be subject to those same standards, and why we'd be asking this school to have to jump through all of those same hoops. It's pretty clear that W.A. Barr Road has significant traffic in summer. A lot of this has already been addressed and spoken to by others. There just doesn't, I just don't see how that could be put on the school to have to be responsible for improving the public safety of all the county roads in the area. That just doesn't make sense to me. So, I think that the proper venue for this, for the complaints that the appellant has made is simply through the Public Works Department. I think that they have laws in place that perfectly adequately address the safety concerns on WA Barr, and with the 25 mile per hour speed reduction. And given that there are already other mechanisms in place to ensure the safety of the students, through that, I don't see that this appeal has any merit whatsoever. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Hewitt, I may be saying that wrong. Michael Hewitt?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Meadow Fitton? Good morning.
Good morning, supervisors. Oh, we are still in the morning.
Yeah.
My name is Meadow Fitton, and I am a parent of two Golden Eagle students. Thank you for the opportunity to share our experience so far being family members of this Golden Eagle school community. The main point that I was hoping to share with you is just that this is a really good school. The people that you see sitting in the audience today, both the parents, some students, the staff, the administration, the teachers, they all are here for the students, for the families. When I was reading the vision statements of the community schools portion of the Golden Eagle Charter School, the section that sticks out to me is helping the students and families feel a profound sense of belonging. And this they do every day in the interactions. Every morning when we arrive at school, we're greeted with such joy and happiness and enthusiasm from at least two or three people who are there checking every student in and out each day. It's these small interactions which I think allow this profound sense of belonging to start and to happen. So I actually have been homeschooling, privately homeschooling my kids until now. January, we joined this school. And we joined it, actually, believe it or not, because we saw that Golden Eagle purchased this property. My husband and I deeply value learning from outdoor experiences and from the natural environment. So the proximity to the Larry Weiermeyer Environmental Education Area is like the critical factor that made us consider changing from being private homeschoolers to joining a personalized school charter. So I'm running out of time here. I just want you to let you know that my 7-year-old, after 1 month, came home and announced that he had made friends with everyone in his class. Mrs. Andrus sent home a weekly update with photographs of the students, and you see the joy in their faces as they're making their own fossils or they're identifying the bugs in the viewers that they kicked up at the creek in the neighboring property. Doing art with this GOE art specialist. I'll wrap up that the math teacher is incredible. We came in obviously using different curriculums. She came up to me over and over to make sure that she understood what we were teaching and what they were learning and how that she could help us fill any gaps that they might have moving forward to make sure that they were in the same level of math with the rest of the kids. The acknowledgement of parental concerns and support is really phenomenal, and I really hope that you will uphold the Planning Commission's decision to update the use permit so that this school can move forward and continue to serve the parents and families who this is a good fit for. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary Roche. This is the last couple. You've come on up. This is the last public comment I have in-house. If there's anyone else that wants to speak, there's a blue card up there. And before you start, Mary, I'm going to go to online and remind if anybody is online and you wish to speak, please raise your hand, and we'll get to you. But at this point, I'm sorry.
You're going to pass those out, the letters.
These?
Yes. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Mary Roche, and I have a daughter who is third grade, going into third grade, and who has attended Golden Eagle Charter School, or GEX, for 3 years. I am also a member of our school's governance council, a proud member, and we live in Mount Shasta on Adams. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of GEX's efforts to gain approval for our expanded use permit and expansion of our Mount Shasta campus. The notion of fighting for our rights as families to be able to send our children to the school of our choice because a few community members have personal and misguided issues is both ludicrous and insulting. As stated previously, Golden Eagle is a public charter school and has complied with all laws governing our operations, as well as has been cooperative in providing requested investigation reports and documentations. The efforts of these few contentious individuals to oppose our efforts, despite our acting in good faith, is spiteful and outrageous. Their attempts to intimidate our families and our administration's efforts repeatedly seem wasteful, myopic, and divisive. Our community of families and staff is vital and necessary both for the individual students and the community as a whole. Our ultimate goal is to provide an environment which promotes a balanced emotional experience for our kids. Educators and volunteers work together to foster competence, a feeling of usefulness and belonging, and a chance to be heard and to influence others. We are focused on creating an educational opportunity which enriches our children in a bully-free environment, paving the way for our future community contributors. It is time to move forward with our use permit request and I sincerely hope you agree. Thank you.
Thank you. Last call for anyone in-house? Anyone online?
None online.
Okay, public comment, we'll move on. Mr. Maroney, it's time for a rebuttal.
So just briefly, again, I want to emphasize that I believe the public has the right to review things such as a fencing plan and a Montero traffic study. I think those are the things that are in question here. Golden Eagle is not going anywhere. They've been here, 20 years in our community, and I will acknowledge they serve a certain type of student population. Having served 4 years on the Montessa school board, if 3 years as president, I'm fully aware, maybe more than the average parent, that educational opportunities are important in our community. What's really in question here is evaluating the environmental impacts. Whether you are pro, con, or indifferent to charter schools is really irrelevant. I don't think that's the question here. And to counter a claim made, I've never claimed to be an expert other than in the areas that I actually am licensed and qualified and have 45 years experience in. And in my statement, I actually stated just the opposite, acknowledging that I was not a traffic engineer or an environmental planner by trade or have any qualifications as such. So those are pretty baseless accusations. I've also never threatened litigation over this project. If people want to base their views on hearsay or maybe what they read on Nextdoor with a thumb up, that's up to them. Certainly it's a possibility, but that's not anything I've ever threatened or been involved in this case. I did acknowledge that there was an out-of-court settlement concerning the Lake Siskiyou Trail, and I think many people will acknowledge at this point that that was probably a very good thing, or we would have very limited access in portions of the lake. And it's provided quite an opportunity for public recreation there. So again, just my contention is that the environmental impacts are what's really the question here, and I ask you to thoroughly evaluate those and determine if you feel they've been mitigated to a less than significant impact or if any further review. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything rebuttal from the project itself?
Just real quick.
We need your name again, sir.
Nick Trover.
Thank you.
Eagle Charter School. Mr. LaForest, again, claimed to be an expert. I've seen no evidence that he is an expert, so I think you can take that. It's quite commendable, but maybe he's taught himself quite a bit about noise mitigation kind of studies over the years, but that would be like me saying I've studied the law very well, and I'm going to call myself a lawyer. It just doesn't work that way. Also, I believe I didn't see what the document was that he put up there, but I believe it was a volleyball field, correct? Is that what that was? On that. But I think one of his claims that you know, there's noise that's going to be created from utilizing that area, but it's been utilized for however long that facility's been in use. So there's nothing new going on if people are utilizing that volleyball area. Other than that, the experts have said that we have done all the studies, we've complied with all the laws, the lawyers have agreed with everything that we've done, it seems, to my understanding. So I would think that the council should approve the or deny the appeal.
Anything from your consultants?
Not unless there's a question.
Okay. I'll put it there.
Lauren Chelson, Head of Transportation, just very quickly. Question has been raised, you know, what would we find if we did a very, very detailed traffic analysis that was entirely comprehensive? I'll tell you, we find exactly the same conclusions. We don't take those lightly when we follow the checklist. We don't want to be in a place where we have been inadequate and found inadequate later in a court of law. And so we keep that in mind from the very first time we look at it. I'll tell you that I don't make that statement lightly. We don't find the same conclusion. There's no need to go to a full traffic study and delay this for months or another year debating traffic topics. It's coming. Just very quickly, Mr. LaForest suggested that a crosswalk would be appropriate across W8 Bar Road at the driveway. That's not appropriate at all.
No.
That's not evidence. We have made the significant findings. They are all of the potential traffic impacts are less than significant. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to, before I close the hearing, I'm going to take it to the board. If the board members have any questions of Mr. Maroney or the project consultants. So that's where I will start.
No questions.
Anything? Anyone? Okay. Then with that, I'm going to close the hearing and bring it back to the board for discussion and eventually entertain some type of a motion. Anyone?
Any comments from my board members?
Just, if you would lead off, Supervisor Valenzuela.
No, I was going to wrap up.
Okay. Okay.
I want to hear my board members if there's anything.
No, I just, during the break, I wanted to draw attention to conditions of approval. Because that's what I was looking for in the packet. And I found that, thank you. And some of the issues that were brought up today, I think, are quite strongly worded. And I know from a legal perspective, I'm not an attorney, but from a legal perspective, when it says shall, it will happen. That's pretty important language that's in those conditions. And I appreciate that language regarding some of these issues. Other than that,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm ready to make a motion if you guys tell us.
So
before,
Chair? Yes.
I believe
council
has.
Natalie Reed, County Council. So, in regards to the proposed resolution, I'll wait until the board, you know, makes the determination, but I would have a recommended amendment to that resolution. And perhaps I should do that before. The recommendation that I would have is in regards to page 3 of 4, item number 2, where it says determined that a CEQA addendum to mitigated negative declaration and that states the clearinghouse numbers is the appropriate CEQA review. I would add and adopt the addendum number 1 to the mitigated negative declaration. And then in regards to exhibit, the references to exhibit A2 and exhibit A1, I would seek from planning clarification where it says exhibit A2 of the written staff report, perhaps the date to which staff report that is a reference to.
What's
the current? It's attached to the current one. Then we can add the current date.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to mention we can add the current date.
The current date, okay.
So that would be June 4th, staff report.
And what page is that? 3 of 4?
Mm-hmm.
I have June 4th on here. For the adopted date of the resolution, is there another spot for the date?
Exhibit A2 of the written staff report dated.
June 4th.
Mm-hmm.
It's. I'm looking at the resolution. I'm sorry. You're looking at the staff report. Sorry, I was looking at something else.
And then for clarification in regards to item number 3, where it references Exhibit A, that is attached to the resolution.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Council. Supervisor Chris?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chair. Occupancy rate, the question was answered already on that, the national impact.
We're at the board level for discussion.
I understand. I'm looking at the public when I talk.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I thought you were asking. I can sit here and look at you, but I'm going to.
No, I thought you were asking.
The occupancy rate question has been answered for me in regards to the weekends and the school weeks and those sorts of factors. The mobile plan's been answered for me in regards to what the school's responsible for and then what the mobility plan from Mount Shasta are. I also want to say that I appreciate the stories from the school kids and appreciate the charter school stuff. But my decision up here, I have to keep that at bay. And so this entire decision here will be based upon whether or not, you know, this should be voted on based upon the site plan and those sorts of factors. I do appreciate the kids' stories and what you've done with yours, but I just want it to be known that I can't vote based upon the school aspect. But up here, I have to vote on this aspect for whether this is appropriate, which we should approve what the Planning Commission did or did not do.
Thank you.
That's
my
right.
Apologies.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. I think we're back to Supervisor Howell.
I'm just going to say, if it helps, Supervisor Valenzuela, I did live. I'm very familiar with the area. I lived for 7 years very near the intersection of Green and Southwold State Road. I know the dramatic difference between summer traffic and winter traffic on that road. And I'm not an engineer, but I'm a licensed professional forester in the state of California, and I'm familiar with CEQA. And I do believe that the county's done its due diligence.
Yeah, I think, and then this is in my district, and I've heard from many people. Surprisingly, I have not heard from anyone next door, right around the corner. I did hear from someone from Shasta Brown. I did hear from a constituent texted me this morning who's 300 feet away, and he supports it. You know, I am not, quote unquote, college educated. I use common sense when it comes to these kind of matters. I've dealt with Mr. LaForest since my days on the city council, and I've gone through this process. I've quite familiar with Mr. Maroney, have great respect for his capabilities. But at the end of the day, you know, I see a lot of parents that have kids that, have as much, if not a greater concern of what's going on in that school, that area. You know, it's already an existing facility. There was a four-way stop sign there, and just for everyone's edification here, spoke to Tom Deeney, our public works out there. I've asked him if he could put some flashing red stop signs, because it's a known area where sometimes cars go flying through at times. So I think, if anything, this is going to enhance safety, because I think that there's going to be some enhancements on that front. Again, at the end of the day, I'm all about, did this follow the process? It went through a process. We even extended the meeting so we don't make any technical mistakes, because I'm quite familiar with someone that will raise a technical issue, and we got to delay it once again. So at the end of the day, I'm confident that this process was followed. I respect all these. I depend heavily on staff, and I ask questions here when I feel it's appropriate. Did we follow the process? Did we make a mistake somewhere? I do not want to have to revisit this. So I am going to make the recommended motion to uphold the Planning Commission Council's input there, because I do think this process was pleasurable.
And that's the recommended motion from Planning, correct?
The recommended motion would be to adopt the resolution as amended. Affirm the decision of the Planning Commission, approve CEQA Addendum Number 1 to the Mitigated Negative Declaration for the Evangelical Free Church of Mount Shasta State Clearinghouse Numbers stated, and approve Golden Eagle Charter School Use Permit 23-08 based on the recommended findings and subject to the recommended conditions of approval. I would have one more question for the Planning Department. Does the Planning Department want to make reference to rescind use permit UP-96-03? And the Planning Department does. So I would have the resolution be amended with that addition as item number 4.
Was that a question to the Planning Commission?
Yeah.
The Planning Commission approved that they would like that addition, so it would be
okay, so
added.
That be part of the motion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would further say, I do not make a decision until I came to this moment and listened to everyone that spoke. That's my motion.
And Haley, you'll be able to get that to me today to get signed, you think?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, I have a motion and I have a second.
Second.
Alrighty, and if I could comment quickly, is it the board's expectation that the packet from both the appellant and from the Planning Department will be made as part of the record as well? I just need to verify that.
Is that correct, Council? Yes.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
That the packet from both the appellant and the Planning Department basically is part of the record as
correct.
Well.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Alrighty. Alrighty, Supervisor Help?
All right.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye. Thank you.